Welcome to the Stephanie Zeller Podcast. I am your host, Stephanie Zeller. Today, I'm going to channel in the four themes you are going to experience for the month of December of 2025. I'm really excited to see what this month has in store for us. Usually, every single year, December has a flavor of what the upcoming year will hold. December's really this, I would say December and January are a little bit of a transitional energy from the theme of one year into the theme of the next year. And especially from November to December of this year, I'm feeling kind of, there's a shift. I'm feeling definitely a shift of energy. And yeah, I'm just really excited to channel these four themes in and see what this month holds for us all. The overall theme that I'm feeling for the month is reinvention energy. And I want to say opening up your heart, opening up your life, opening up your mind to bigger magic. You know, in the space of spirituality and in specifically non-duality and awakening, we talk about how when people awaken, it's like they live a whole different life. But from the outside looking in, it might look like they're living the same life. So when we awaken to our true nature, to who we really are, to the fact that we are all one, we are all connected, we are all love, and we actually feel that, not just with our thinking brain, but we feel it in our body. It's like it moves from just I understand that, to I know that, I feel that, that's my wisdom. I feel it with every cell in my body. It's like we're living heaven on earth. And everything can feel magical and exciting. You no longer, even if you're like an activist and you're trying to change the world, you're no longer just talking about how terrible the world is. You're not commiserating with all of your friends. You're looking for solutions. You're looking for the magic. And you can always tell who has started to awaken and who hasn't by what they talk about, by what they want to talk about. If they're constantly talking about how things are so hard for them, and if they're only looking at the negative in the life around them, they're only talking about like the news, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. You know that they haven't really started on that path of awakening, versus those who are talking about the creative things they're doing and what's lighting them up in the world and what the solutions are and that kind of thing. Those are the people that have started to awaken. I say all this to say that there's two ways to live life on this earth. Before you awaken, you think the only way to live is to just bear down and get through the suffering. And then after you awaken, you realize there's just infinite potential and so much possibility and so much magic that was always here, but you just couldn't see it. You just couldn't see it. So much of this month is the choice to see it, is the choice, like this definitive choice you have to make in your life, in your body, to look for the magic and to imagine something greater and bigger. And what I'm feeling is that there's this rush of, I want to say kind of like, you could say like a worldwide shift of energy that's taking us to a higher frequency, or rather it's giving us the option of moving to a higher frequency. And when I say higher frequency, as you awaken, your frequency increases. And this means light moves through your body faster. You are just higher vibe. You feel more positive emotions. You see things in a lighter way. There's less density to you. And there's certain times where we can be supported in that because the energy that's coming in for the month can help us to raise our frequency. But as always, it's a choice. It's a choice. I mean, it really is a choice. So this month you have a choice. If you want to move with what you're being offered, if you want to raise your frequency, if you want to reinvent yourself, if you want to write a new story for yourself and then adhere to the new story instead of going back to the old story. For everybody listening, I would just ask yourself, okay, am I ready to reinvent myself this month? Am I ready to imagine bigger magic? Am I ready to open up to bigger magic, to the possibility of really stepping into my new story and living there permanently? And my new story has quantum leaps, and it has magic, and it has possibilities that reach so much further than I could even have ever imagined for myself. This is the let's say, mindset shift that's being offered to us in this reinvention energy this month. It's reinvention energy, but it's also, it feels like a touch of do-over energy. It's like, maybe you've tried to be this new person, or you've tried to do things many times before, but you weren't ready. You just weren't evolved enough to do them in the way that you really wanted to. And this month you are. You are evolved enough. And sometimes we can have this trepidation energy because we failed at something so many times before, or it's never worked so many times before, And it can cause us to hesitate, but you're supported this month. It's time to do it over. And it's time to hold the space for the fact that it could be magical and it could be everything you ever wanted and more. You just have to have the courage and the audacity to do it again. To do it again this month. Reinvention do-over energy. That is the underlying theme of the month. That's the overall energy that you are going to feel. And that's really what I want you to hold on to, is that you're supported in leveling up your consciousness and shifting to a higher vibration and having that mindset shift and then doing it all over again. And this time it's going to go differently. Theme number one of December is clarify your purpose and your mission. It's time to step up into the next level. Clarify your purpose and your mission. It's time to step up into the next level. The sense that I get around this theme is that you will clarify your purpose and your mission by doing, by taking action. There's two ways to kind of do this. There's like the inner work, there's the self-reflection, there's the evaluation. And then sometimes we have to just do, we have to experiment, we have to be who we are, try out different things, we have to speak out loud, we have to show people who we are. And through that, we get clarification. And it's like we're not only clarifying to ourselves in that moment, but we're also clarifying to the world and the people around us who we really are. And it's through increasing our visibility, showing people who we are, getting out there, experimenting with new things, speaking up, telling somebody what we really think, standing firm in our opinions, standing up for ourselves, sometimes even just having like the one conversation with somebody close to you and just telling them the truth. Telling them the truth about who you are, telling them the truth about what's been going on in your life lately. Sometimes it's just that one conversation that will shift you into the next level. So it's through the doing this month that you are going to find the clarification and step up into the next level. And in particular, for those of you who you're really using your voice in the world, you're trying to make a difference in the world, you're being the change that you want to see in the world. Like you're being it. You're doing the thing. You're speaking up with your art, with your voice, with your products, with your services, whatever it is. You are doing the thing. There's, I want to say, a infusion of supportive energy that will help you go bigger and wider this month with that. And it's not a sort of like put your foot on the gas pedal. It's more smooth than that. It honestly just feels like this infusion of magic dust that will just kind of lift you up and help you feel supported and give you just the boost of encouragement and boldness and audacity that you need to go a little bit higher and wider, to go to your edge, to do it over again, like, but do it bigger. Do it slightly differently. Do it in the vibration that you're in now. Do it as the person that you are now. This month is going to support you doing that. So if you're feeling like, ooh, there's something I want to try this month, or there's something that's at an edge, or there's something I need to complete, a creative project I want to do, complete, start, that I'm scared about, I'm a little bit nervous around, this is your month to step in. And when you do, you're going to get a deeper clarification of who you are, what your purpose, what your mission is, how your voice serves people. And through that process, you're going to automatically get to the next level. Theme number one, clarify your purpose and your mission. It's time to step up into the next level. Let's take a big, slow, deep breath into that, breathing in through your nose. And a big sigh out. Theme number two is go beyond what you think is possible. Go beyond what you think is possible. Big magic is here for the taking. The 2025 energy was WTF. What the fuck? And this was in both like polarities, like both good and bad directions. And there was a real like quantum leap energy to 2025. And I feel like that's coming in hard and fast this last month, and will also trickle in a bit into January as the themes of 2025, 2026 are transitioning. And so for this month and next one, you want to believe that you could actually quantum leap. And I mean, you want to believe that with every cell in your being. Like, here we go. Let's go. And not only that, but you also want to look at this as planting seeds for 2026, for the direction that you want to go in with 2026. So you want to set yourself up for a big, exciting, magical 2026. Yeah, I'm just really feeling like go bigger. Go bigger. You're thinking too small. Go bigger. Now, there's a little kind of, I want to say, yummy caveat to this, but I don't think you're going to find it that yummy, but it's going to accelerate you. Sometimes when we want to go bigger and we're close, like it's orbiting, it's so close, that quantum leap is so close, the universe has to up-level us just a bit so that we're a closer energetic match to the quantum leap that we want to get to, that we want to achieve, that we want to have happen for us. But in order to get us just to like that point that we're just a perfect match, we need a slight adjustment. We need a slight vibration recalibration. We need a lesson. We need a little bit of a pain point to get us there. So you want to look at your pain points this month, because these pain points are offering you lessons for you to learn and transcend so that you can break through to the next level. So when there's like little hiccups or bursts of fear, things that are coming up that are difficult, really leaning in and trusting them and being like, okay, this is here to help me. This is here to serve me. This is here to show me something. And I'm going to lean in. I'm going to feel all my feelings here. And I'm going to ask for what the lesson is, because the sooner I can lean into this and move through it, the sooner I'm going to get to that up level and the sooner my quantum leap is going to happen. So you want to dream bigger, and then you want to navigate the obstacles that are sent to you, which are ultimately sent to you to free you. And these are both big and small obstacles. The obstacle is the way. And you want to move through these obstacles, but you also want to be sure you're leaning in to expansion energy. You're leaning in to that big magic. You are moving towards something bigger. So think about, like, if I say yes here, is that going to expand me? Is that going to make me bigger, or is it going to make me small? If I say no here, is that going to make me feel bigger? Is it going to light me up, or is it going to make me small? Really dialing into, like, what is this yes or no doing to my energy? Do I have to shrink to say yes? Do I have to shrink to say no? And choosing the thing that is going to expand you the most. You want to do the thing that scares you the most, because that's what will shift you the most quickly. So sometimes your obstacles can actually also be opportunities. Like, okay, I got offered this opportunity, but I'm a little bit nervous. The obstacle is the way. I'm going to say yes to this opportunity. It's going to be a little bit of a pain point because it's making me nervous, but I'm going to be bold. I'm going to be audacious. And I'm going to do, like in theme number one, because I have to do it in order to clarify my purpose and my mission and to step up into my next level. And I have to do it in order for big magic to be a possibility for me. So I'm going to lean all the way in. So theme number two, go beyond what you think is possible. Big magic is here for the taking. Let's take a slow deep breath into that through your nose. And a nice big sigh out. Theme number three is shift from codependence to interdependence. This is necessary for your next level. Codependency is when we're actually lacking some self-sovereignty and we are abdicating our responsibility. We are abdicating our yes, no. We're outsourcing our decision-making capabilities. We are thinking that the people around us have more wisdom than we do, and we are giving our power away. It's also when we merge with somebody else, maybe a business partner, a friend, a child, a sister, a brother, a spouse, a partner, and when we're with them, we lose our sense of self, our sense of full self, our full sovereignty. And when this happens, we're not as big and bright as we could be. We're not as clear on who we are and what our inner voice is saying. And it creates a muddy life. The energy gets muddy. Our decisions are muddy. It really decreases our energetic flow, like our life force energy, to being codependent dynamics. We feel less lit up. We feel more confused. We're not as in touch with our intuition. Our psychic gifts aren't online as much as they could be. We get fewer creative ideas. We feel less confidence. We feel less bold, less audacious. I mean, there's just so many drawbacks to codependence and codependent relationships. Now, for a lot of us, it's hard to know that there's something other than codependent dynamics. And it's hard to know how to feel love if we release our codependency and set really firm boundaries. But once we do, we then can enter into interdependence, where two people are fully self-sovereign, fully in touch with their intuition, guided by their own inner compass. They don't have to consult with each other before making decisions. They are fully autonomous beings, plugged into self, plugged into source, living fully with their life force energy, clear on their own purpose and mission, and then they come together and they create something, and that is big magic. That is big magic. And that's what we want to move into with every single relationship dynamic in our life, with children, with friends, with business partners, with collaborators, with intimate partnerships. Interdependence is always superior to codependence. So this month, with theme number three, there's an energy coming in that's supporting a healing of relationships, that's supporting fortuitous collaborations, and that is bringing in a desire for togetherness. Healing of relationships, fortuitous collaborations, and a desire for togetherness. But there's a tension here. It's like, again, with what I was saying with the reinvention energy and the doing it over, it's always a choice. It's a choice which direction you go. You are walking that line, and you can go towards codependency or you can go towards interdependency. So there's this push-pull dynamic, because there's a draw this month towards greater intimacy, towards greater togetherness, towards more collaborations. But you have to be really conscious, and you have to choose how you're going to do that. Are you going to honor yourself first, your relationship with yourself first, your relationship with yourself first? Are you going to anchor into your own heart, your own wisdom, your own intuition? Are you going to anchor into source and then enter into all of these relationship dynamics? Once you have a clear sense of self and what your inner voice is saying, then enter into other relationship dynamics? Or are you not going to prioritize yourself and you're just going to merge? You're going to enter into enmeshed, sticky, codependent dynamics where you're losing your sense of self in them. So there's this push-pull dynamic, and that has to be a choice. Now, if you are choosing codependency unconsciously, because this happens all the time, you guys. Like, I have new clients that come in and they literally have no idea what codependency actually is. They've heard of the word, but they don't think they're codependent at all. And they're in super codependent dynamics, and they don't know that they are. And what's going to happen if that's you, or if you maybe are aware that you have some codependent dynamics, but you're not consciously choosing something different for yourself this month, is those codependent dynamics are going to feel more ick. Like, the ick is going to be strong. They're going to feel more toxic. They're going to suck the life force right out of you. They're not going to feel fulfilling. Something's going to feel off. The flip side is also true. If you choose interdependence, if you choose self-sovereignty, if you choose to listen to your voice of wisdom first and anchoring into yourself first and filling up your cup first and then entering into these relationship dynamics, they're going to feel more full. They're going to feel more light. They're going to feel more playful. They're going to be more fortuitous, more abundant. So there's an opportunity this month for beautiful blossoming within relationships, as long as they're conscious and healthy. And you may feel both dynamics in different areas of your life, right? Like maybe some relationships in your life are super healthy and those are going to feel really abundant. And then others are more not healthy and you're going to feel an increase in toxicity in those. They're going to drain you more. You're going to doubt yourself more in those relationships, or you're not going to want to be around those people as much, or something's going to come up that's going to give you the ick a little bit there, or make you feel like drained. Drained is the big word, I think. Like, that's the big word. Where are you feeling drained in relationship dynamics? That's where you're leaning too much into codependency, and you need to shift into more of a healthy, self-sovereign, interdependent dynamic with that person. It can be feeling drained, but it can also be like relationship tension that just dropped in as well, where I don't know. I'm also getting like a little bit of insecurity. Like maybe you're feeling a little bit insecure around someone, or you're doubting yourself, or you're feeling less confident with some sort of relationship dynamic. And that is like your red flag of, ooh, where am I kind of like merging with this person? Where am I looking to them to give me something? You guys, that is so key. Like one way to describe a codependent dynamic is you want something from them. You want something from them. Let that land. I mean, honestly, that just landed for me. You want something from them. So if you're feeling tension, insecurity, you're in your head a lot about a relationship dynamic, think about, hold on, what do I want from this person? And how can I give that to myself instead so that I can just shift into more of a creative flow with this individual? And it doesn't have to be creative collaboration for it to be a creative flow. This could just be like a friendship, you know? It could be your intimate partnership. But whenever two interdependent, self-sovereign people enter into a relationship dynamic, they create something new that's so beautiful. That's so beautiful. But in order to do that, you have to feel whole on your own first. And that's why you want to plug into your higher power, plug into source, plug into yourself, feel whole, feel self-sufficient. And then when you have that kind of cup overflowing feeling, then entering into the relationship dynamic. And then you want less from that person, and it can just be like a fun exchange. Theme number three, shift from codependence to interdependence. This is necessary for your next level. And just to say something about your next level, no matter where you're trying to up-level in your life, ultimately you're going to come to a point where you need other people. And, you know, I did like this whole 4-episode podcast series on how to manifest sex, power, love, and money. And the premise of that whole series was that all of those things tend to be interconnected. And sometimes people are trying to up level in their career and they start hitting glass ceilings that they can't seem to break through. And the reason is because their relationships are wrought with issues. And it's like a mirror where you're struggling with your relationship is also where you're going to struggle with your career. And it can be nuanced, so it can be hard to identify at first. That's why you should just listen to that podcast series. There's like a part 1, 2, 3, and 4. Within the podcast of how to manifest sex, power, love, and money, if you're interested. One of the most downloaded series of episodes on the podcast ever, period. But what I was trying to illustrate in that series is that it's all connected. We want to think in our head like, okay, I'm going to like, we're a series of compartments, and this is my relationship. These are my friendships. This is my family. This is where I make money. And that's not true. Like, you're one person that's living all of those different things. And so where you're struggling in one area is going to essentially bleed into another. So if your focus hasn't always been on relationships and healing relationships, maybe it should be this month. And I think you would be surprised how if you just shift your focus onto that, everything else in your life that you've been trying to improve will improve on its own. It's crazy how that happens, but that's one of the That's a deep secret of manifestation, is looking at all areas of your life, doing some work on all areas, and then watching the other areas bloom without doing any work at all whatsoever. Because everything is reflecting on everything else. Everything is connected. Let's take a big deep breath into theme number 3. And an exhale. Theme number 4 is don't believe the old stories. So as we're on the precipice of reinvention energy, of doing it over, of really getting to this like beautiful next level of opening up to magic, believing in the possibility of big magic, something that happens every time we're at the precipice of this new threshold, of this new level, is that the old stories might come back in and we may be tempted to believe them. So this month, you want to not jump into conclusions. You want to watch the stories that your mind makes up, and you don't want to believe everything that you're thinking. Don't believe everything you're thinking. You don't have to believe everything that you're thinking. But the best way to deal with this is not to like hate on yourself and talk negatively to yourself if an old story comes up. Instead, just hold space for yourself, and recognize that sometimes old patterns or stories pop up, but you can just let them pass through. Let them pop up and pass through. Just say like, okay, I see you, and let it pass on through. This month, again, is your opportunity to undo what's been done, and a chance to really step into a new story. This is your reinvention energy. And I think just the most loving thing to do here in theme number 4 is to just witness your own old stories and to not ruminate, not get stuck there. Just notice them, put your hand over your heart, maybe give them a loving smile and let them pass on through, and then refocus your gaze to that next level, to the thing that you're doing right now that's at an edge, and to believing in bigger magic. It's like I'm just picturing myself, like the old story comes up, I put my hand over my heart, I take a big deep breath in, a big sigh out, I allow a little bit of a smile to come to my face, I say, I see you, and this month I choose to believe in big magic. And I just let it pass through. Now, I want to caveat this for a moment, because I'm not talking about spiritually bypassing. If you feel like an old story is coming up and it's creating a lot of spin out energy, it's creating a lot of difficult emotion, feel your emotions, move them through. Just don't get stuck in the story. Because sometimes what can happen is like the story will come up and we're actually not moving through it. We're not feeling our feelings. We're just thinking about the story. We're thinking about the old failures. We're thinking about the things that have been done to us that hurt us. We're just ruminating. And that's not what you want to do this month. Right? So if you're a client of mine and you have reprogramming tools like the self-limiting belief reprogramming, manifestation reprogramming, trigger-free, for those of you that are clients, you know what I'm talking about. Use those this month if the old story comes up and it feels like it has like a vice grip on you. Otherwise, breathe, exhale, and move through. And by the way, if you are not a client, you can purchase trigger-free, which is a reprogramming tool, which will help you change these old stories on a neurological level in your mind. And you can check that out in the show notes. You can go to thetransformationschool.com and find that course at the Transformation School. Very affordable course. And it just has a 5-step process to rewire your brain so that you can let go of these old stories that are still harming you. Theme number 4, don't believe the old stories. Let's take a slow deep breath into that. And a big exhale. Now, before I recap these themes and shift you into a higher frequency so that you can really open to this magic that is trying to come into your life, just take a moment right now, drop into your heart, and see whose name comes to you, because that person can use this episode. Don't doubt it. Don't doubt your intuition. Whosever name is popping in, pause the episode and forward it to them. Because that person could use it, and you don't have to know why. You don't have to know why. If you are not subscribed to the show, take a moment right now, hit follow, hit subscribe. And I always, always deeply appreciate your 5-star reviews. Thank you so much for doing that. That really helps the podcast to grow. You are ready for a reinvention. You're ready for more magic. And oh my God, the universe wants to give it to you. The universe wants to bring you so much more magic, like mind-blowing magic, giggling magic, like so much magic that you're like, what is happening right now? That is the level of magic that is trying right now to come in for you. And the way you can harness this magic and quantum leap and invite it all in is to follow these four themes. So theme number one is clarify your purpose and your mission. It's time to step up into the next level. And the main way you're going to do that this month is by taking action, is by experimentation, is by doing the thing, just doing all the things, and the clarification will come, as will the next level. If you are being the change that you wish to see in the world and you are in service of others, this month it's an opportunity to raise your vibration and go higher and wider. So take advantage of that. Theme number two, go beyond what you think is possible. Big magic is here for the taking. Dream bigger and open yourself up. Like sometimes we don't know how to dream bigger. So just open yourself up to magic. And you can just like right now say, I open myself up to bigger magic. I am ready. Let's go. But also recognize that when you do that, sometimes you're going to get little pain points that are going to help you to get to the next level. So you're a vibrational match to what wants to come in. Move through those. Lean in. The obstacle is the way. Theme number three, shift from codependence to interdependence. This is necessary for your next level. Put some time and energy into healing your relationships this month. Also recognize that this is a really rich month for fortuitous collaborations. And you're also going to feel a deep desire for togetherness and connectedness this month. Lean into all of that. That's so beautiful. But you just want to make the conscious choice that you're doing it all with a sense of independence and self-sovereignty. You want to fill up your cup first. Don't look to other people to make you whole. Don't look to other people to validate you. Don't try and get things from other people. Know who you are, believe in yourself first, then enter into relationship dynamics. And say the thing that you need to say in your relationships. Have the bold conversations. Just go there, because if you don't, they're going to feel more toxic and they're going to drain your energy more. And theme number four, don't believe the old stories. If you need to do some deep processing, do it. If you feel like it's more surface level, give them a nice warm smile and let them pop up and pass on through. But recognize that sometimes those old stories will come up at the very end, at the tail end of you getting into this next level. And that's just part of the process. And that's okay. We don't want to fight life. Let it happen. Lovingly hold space, but then keep elevating to the next level. There's something so big that wants to come in for you. Life wants to show you how magical it can be. Love is here for you. And I don't mean that in like a cheesy way. I mean like deep, earth-shattering, life-changing, heart-filling love wants to come in and wants to support you. And it's time to open up to magic. It's time to do the scary thing. It's time to believe that we can actually live in a new story, and that old story is done for us. It's time to move through it. It's time to claim what's ours. It's time to step into our destiny. So allow a smile to come to your face. Take a slow deep breath in through your nose. A big exhale out. And go out there and get the big magic that is waiting for you. If you liked today's episode, share it with a few friends that you think could benefit, and leave me a 5-star review wherever you listen. Thank you for doing that. I so appreciate you. And don't forget to follow or subscribe to the show so you don't miss future episodes. Thank you so much for tuning in. Until next time.